Friday, everybody. I'm Maggie Don. You're listening to The Maggie Don Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is Friday. It is 3:30. And that means it is time for some good news from our good friend, Terry Barr. She's got what's good, local, and overlooked in Wisconsin. Welcome, Terry. It's nice to hear from you.
Hi, Maggie. I've missed you. I know you needed to take a little time to decompress, and I totally understand. We all worked on the election. It's great to be back with you here on this side of everything. And yes, I have some good news for you today.
Let it rip, Terry. We all could use it.
Okay. Well, let me start with a question to you. How many books do you think you read in a year? Are you a voracious reader?
Yeah, I'm usually reading like 3 or 4 things at the same time, and I read a lot. Probably like north of 100.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, I probably don't have to tell you, but books are making a comeback. And so are independent local booksellers. This is a very true fact, and it's so exciting to see this happen. We have a comment from Molly Fish. Molly is the owner of a brand new bookstore in Madison. It's called Lakeside Books. She says she can collaborate with what I'm telling you about books being back, because she's seen this happen every day. Printed books are again the most read books. Let's listen to what Molly had to tell me.
Has been so exciting and such a surprise to a lot of people. People will come into my bookstore and be like, who opens a bookstore in 2023? And then I go like, well, I did. And actually, it's going really well. It is a surprise to people. And the fact that indie bookstores are back as well is yes. Such an exciting trend that people are really conscious of where they spend their money and who they're supporting through purchasing their books.
Isn't that fun to hear? Books are back in a bigger way than ever. And along with it, the little local bookstores. I don't know about you, Maggie, but I love the idea of just going and browsing and reading the backs of the books and, you know, just curling up in a chair in a bookstore and looking through a bunch of books can be so fun, too.
Absolutely. I reading is one of my absolute favorite pastimes. It is so relaxing for me, even when I'm reading heavy stuff, even when it puts me to sleep.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, great. Well, then I'm taking a little nap here in my reading chair. Like, I am all for it. What is your favorite local bookstore?
It is. I have to tell you, I've been to Molly's store several times, Lake City Books, downtown Madison. It is just the cutest place. And she has live music with different musicians coming in and playing at the bookstore. So she's really kind of giving it a new flair with not just the traditional books, but that you could come in and be a community around the musicians or around any other kinds of activities that she might be holding. I think people are finding new ways to open these bookstores in communities across Wisconsin and make it a community hub, kind of like you picture the library, but now bookstores in an even bigger way.
Yeah, I absolutely love that. When I lived in New York, I was a huge fan of The Strand, which of course is this like world famous bookstore. I could spend literally like the entirety of a Sunday walking around The Strand and like sipping coffee and thumbing through books. I also have, there's just a fabulous bookstore here in Milwaukee on I think it's far away. Maybe it's Prospect. I can't believe I'm blanking on this as a native Milwaukee. It's called Boswell Books, and they do readings and they have musicians. It's a, kind of the same vibe as what you're describing. And I had absolutely like a surreal and really humbling, cool experience. One of my favorite professors from Marquette, that my alter ego, like in the other version of this universe, I'm probably somebody who went on to get like a PhD in English. I just loved it. And my favorite professor at Marquette in the English department was a guy by the name of Cliff Spargo. And he wrote a book. It is a fictional telling of the relationship between Zelda and, oh my gosh, I'm blanking on the guy that wrote The Great Gatsby. I can't believe I'm doing this. Who wrote The Great Gatsby, Terry? You know this as well as I do. Oh my goodness. Great Gatsby.
Oh boy. Am I going to try to Google it quick for us?
Oh my gosh. Scott Great Fitzgerald. Scott Fitzgerald. Good Lord, Maggie. Oh. He wrote a book.
No, about, I'm with you.
About their love affair. And he did he came into town. Boswell Books was one of the stops on his book promotional tour. And I got to go watch my professor do a reading from his published novel and like hang out and talk with him. It was just so cool. And Boswell Books is on Downer Avenue. Thank you to the texter from the WAUK. Much appreciated.
Yay!
It's a team effort, Terry. It's a team effort. We got Cardi helping me remember who wrote one of the best books in the entire canon of American fiction. F. Scott Fitzgerald. I'm mortified. Oh, good Lord.
Well, I wasn't any help. I couldn't remember. And then I panicked because you said, Terry, come on. I go,
It's like doing math on the radio, Terry. We should never do those. I should never spring any quizzes on anybody. Do you have another story to share this afternoon, Terry?
I sure do. And, you know, I just love digging around for fun, good news to bring to you. And, you know, we just celebrated Veterans Day on Monday, and I, during that day, learned that there is a Wisconsin man believed to be the oldest living merchant marine in the entire United States. He is also the oldest living veteran in our state at 107 years old. And he's still active. He is out there every day having coffee with his friends. His name is Reynolds Tomter. He is also on a little bit of a tour of sorts. He has just recently gone to Normandy. That was back in May for the 80th anniversary of D-Day. And now he just did an honor flight to Washington, D.C. Wonderful. Oh. Now, he lives in the Eau Claire area. Always has, he says, always will. And he says he has made it this far because of his attitude. And here's his favorite saying, Maggie: have a great day unless you have other plans.
Oh, for that the cynics among laugh. Us, that may so, ring true, yes.
Oh, absolutely. So 107 years old on those days, I'm feeling like, I feel like I'm 100 years old. No, I need to remember there are people older and wiser that have seen much more than probably both of us put together, and they're still out there living their best life. And we congratulate him and salute him as well.
Absolutely. Coming on the heels of Veterans Day, of course, as well. So how deeply appropriate. And since I wasn't on the air on Monday, I'll take this opportunity. Thank you, Terry, for the setup here to say thank you to all of our veterans. Many of you are my friends. I've worked closely with many veterans. I certainly worked very closely with Milwaukee County Department of Veterans Affairs when I was at the county. So thank you to each and every one of you. A dear friend of mine here in Milwaukee has a pilot's license. And one of the things that he did to give back to the community was he often was one of the pilots that would fly gentlemen to participate in the honor flights and to fly. So it has been a really unique experience. He gave me a very unique vantage point into that program, which I think is just an incredible acknowledgement of so many of our folks, and especially folks from the greatest generation, what sacrifices all of our veterans have made. And that honor flight program is just incredible. What a gift.
Yes. And for this, 107-year-old man, Reynolds Tomter, for him to actually get to do this and to say he did it and to see how they are honored when they are part of this flight, I can't even imagine the joy that he must have felt. And it's so wonderful, too, at all of the airports where the honor flights are hosted in and out. People gather and cheer them on. Like, in some cases, they didn't receive that when they came home yes. from war. So it's wonderful yes. to see this happening. And I love
the hero's
guy.
Welcome so that every one of our veterans deserves. Absolutely. Now, here's a yes. little tangent, Terry, that you would have never seen coming from that lovely story Uh-oh. Of what's good local and overlooked. Okay. The gentleman that we're celebrating in your story, his last name is Tompter, if I heard that correctly. Did I get that right, Terry?
Yes, correct.
So many of you who have been listening to my show for a while know that I absolutely am obsessed with baseball, and that gift, that baseball obsession, was a gift to me from my beloved dad, who played a lot yes. of baseball when I was growing up as a kid. And when I was growing up, the baseball games that I would go to, he played a lot of bar league baseball in and around Milwaukee. And not softball, folks. I'm talking about hardball, a baseball, actual baseball. Not softball, not the go hit a home run every time, hardball. And one of the teams that he played for was sponsored by none other than, drum roll please, Tompter's Inn. Located just off of, I believe, Burleigh and like 60th Street. In the city of Milwaukee, I had been in Tompter's Inn with my dad post-game, because there's nothing cooler for a 10-year-old girl than to go hang out with your dad and all of his baseball buddies at a bar after the game. I mean, oh, yeah. baseball, beer, and buddies. It's like the trifecta of fun. I felt like I was so cool. He played for Tompter's mm-hmm. for a long time. I am curious if there might be a Tompter family that is the Tompter that you know, and that we're celebrating this amazing veteran, and the yeah. Tompter family that used to own that pub.
Okay, now you have put me on a mission to find out the answer.
Oh my gosh, Terry, that would be just amazing.
I am going to do that.
Oh, well, please text me and let me know, because if we've got this follow-up and Mr. Tompter wants to talk on the radio, I would be so excited. And of course, my dad would get an enormous kick out of it. What are your weekend plans, Terry? What you got coming up for you and your family this weekend?
Well, and it's weird. It feels like it should already be Thanksgiving, but of course it's pushed back, it seems, a little bit this year.
It does seem that way.
I am actually still in town. Yeah, it does. I'm in town, and I'll be hosting our Max Inc. radio music show Saturday night, and that's all across the Civic Media Radio Network. We bring in some great local musicians. And for an hour, 9 to 10 o'clock, we give you a free concert over the radio. And we've got a great Madison band that's coming in this week called Bing Bong. And they have new rock music out. They're a really, really fun group. So no one can ever say rock is dead, because they are bringing it back, and it's good stuff. So that's pretty much my weekend plans.
I love that. That's 9 to 10 every Saturday, right, Terry?
Correct. Yes.
So, folks, check that out. That's Terry Barr. You can check out Bing Bong, a Madison rock band proper, this Saturday from 9 to 10 p.m. You have an absolutely blessed weekend, Terry. Take care of yourself, and we will be talking soon again, I am sure. Folks, that's Civic Media's very own Terry Barr. You can find her here every Friday at 3:30 for what's good, local, and overlooked. We're going to take care of some business. I'll be right back here on the Civic Media Radio Network.